Okay. Today is Daf Dalet of Masechtas Baba Basra. We are on the top line of Daf Dalet of Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, L'zecher Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda, the Freud family, L'zecher Nishmas Zev ben Aaron Mordechai, and the Shaman family, L'zecher Nishmas Moshe Aaron ben Yisrael. All the Neshamas should have Elias, and learning should be as the Chutzpah of the Neshamas. So we're on the top of Dalet of Aleph. Yom Echad, one day, Asa v'Yosef Kamei. Bava ben Buta was sitting there, and Herod came to visit. Amar Chazi Mar Hai of the Bisha Maika Ovid. Look at this terrible thing that I did, says Herod. Amale Mai Ovid Le, what'd you do? Amale Nalalte Mar, you should give me a curse. Amalei, Ksiv, it says, V'gam b'mid'a'echa melech al tekalel. You can't curse a king. Amalei, hai lav melechu. Not a king. Amalei, v'lahavi asher ba'alma. He's still a rich chash of a person. He's still a noble person. Ksiv, and it says, u'bechedri mishkevecha al tekal asher. Don't curse a rich person. V'lo yehei el anasi. At least you're a nasi. Ksiv, it says, v'nasi ba'am chalo sa'or. Nasi, among your people, you shouldn't curse. Rav Moshe Feinstein asked, we just said you're not a melech, so how could you be a nasi? What was that? It's included. If you're not a melech, you're not a nasi. What? You can't be a melech. You can't be that. I can't be a melech, but I can still be a nasi? How could that be? How?
Nasi as a nasi means
what does he mean?
A leader.
A leader? So how could you be a leader? He can't be a leader.
Why not? There's a big difference between a king and a leader.
What's the difference? He ends off Tzarechi and Gadol.
What, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a melech? He was a Nasi.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a Nasi.
But he could have been the melech.
But he wasn't.
But he could have been. How could you be one and not the other? So he tries, Moshe says maybe there's a difference in between a melech has to be an appointment.
Yeah.
And a nasi, not Lamaisa, but Lamaisa, you can't.
One is by God, and one is by people.
I understand, but how could you be a Nasi if you're not from Shevet Yehuda?
So
there was shofet. Amalei, but osi ma'ase amcha. That's only if you act in the way of a ma'ase amcha. You act like a good Jew. Didn't act like a good Jew over here. He's a murderer. So the high lav osi ma'ase amcha. I didn't act like a good Jew. So amalei, Mr. Finamine, I'm afraid to curse you. Amalei, leke inish to azul delay malei. There's no one else is going to go spread the word. It's just me and you here. Just me and you. There's no such thing as just me and you. The birds take the messages. They'll get out that I cursed you.
He's having remorse now that he wiped out.
Yes. Amalei, ana, have a, who? Had I known. The high rabbanon, the zari rabbanon kulahai. The rabbanon are so careful. Had I known that, I wouldn't have killed them all. I wouldn't have done it. Hashta, my tekante, tahu garva. What can I do to make a takana? What can I do tshuva? So he told him, Amalei, hahu kava or shal olam. You wiped out the light of the world. Dechsev, like it says, kiner mitzvah v'torah or. So therefore, yelech v'yasek ba'or shal olam. Go fix the light of the world. Dechsev, like it says, v'neheru elav kol hagoyim. Ikad the Amri, others say, hachi Amalei. Hahu sima eino shel olam, you blinded the eye of the world. Tichsev haya ima einei ha'eda. Yelech v'yasok be'eino shel olam. Go fix. Go be busy with the eye of the world. Tichsev, like it says, hinani mechal es mikdashe ga'on uzchem machmad einechem. Okay? Amalei, Mr.
I don't have a problem with Mark, you know that.
Because
it's not his character. He felt regret about it.
Right. Because he was, they say that he was nuts.
Yeah.
So he was crazy. So you could, the crazy person, today I'll murder you, and tomorrow he'll already murdered you.
He accomplished so much about Israel, or so much construction of building.
Right.
He died young.
He did?
I think he died
young.
Okay. So he was crazy. He was crazy. It's a very funny thing. Right? He kills the Tamil Chachamim. And then he regrets it. What should I do now? Well, I'll rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. That'll be nice. It's a funny thing.
Well, I don't think he actually had any Charata.
He didn't have. It was just
a, he did. But.
Right. Others say it was just a political thing. I'll get on the good side, I'll rebuild the temple. Right? Amalei, Mr. Fina mi Malchusa. I'm not sure what this means. That Herod said, I'm afraid of the Roman government. Right? Amalei, so Baba Ben Buddha told him, Shada Shlicha Velezel Shata, send the Shliach, stay there a year, let him take a year, Velegev Shata, let it delay a year, Ulahadar Shata, and then come back a year. Adahachi Vahachi, Satar Delay Ubanithle, the destroy whatever you have to destroy, then rebuild it. In other words, get permission, that'll schlep out. In the meantime, go start building. Avad lahachi shalachle. He did that, and the message came back like this: Im lo satarta. If you didn't destroy it yet, al tistar. Don't destroy it. So the mashal asked, "Why can't he destroy it? Like, what kind of instruction is it? If you didn't destroy it, don't destroy it. Well, it has to stay there. What kind of thing is that to say? I want to destroy it. No, you're not allowed to destroy it. What kind of? I can say, don't build it. Why can't you destroy it? Vim Tastri, and if you did destroy it, Al Tivni, don't build it. Vim Tastri, and if you did, Vim Tastri, Ubanita, if you did already build, destroy it and build it, so Avda Bisha, you're a bad servant, Basar of the Avdin Mismalchin, right? After you do something, you will get permission for it.
You want them to keep the status quo.
Right. So Im Zayinecha Lasfarecha, Khan. If you had, write in your book the following. Lo Raka, you're not a king. Velo Bar Raka Hordas, you're not even the son of a king. Avda Kalilna Misavid. You're a servant that freed himself. That's what he called him. Okay. My Raka, what does the word Raka mean? It means Malchus, it means a king. Tiksif, like it says, Anochi Hayom Rach Umashach Melech. Viba Yisem Oikitse Mehacha, different pasuk. Vayikru Lefan of Avrech by Yosef. It's called Avrech. The Rach part means a king. Now, Omri, Mishalo Ra Binyan Hordas, if you never saw the building of Hordas, Lo Ra Binyan No Amiyamav, you never saw a beautiful building. B'mai Bineya, how did he build it? Amar Rabba Ba'avne Shisha, with marble, Umirama, and green marble. Ikadam, others say, Ba'avna Kuchla, with blue marble, Ba'avna Kuchla, Shisha Umarma, blue marble, regular marble, and green marble. Apik Shifa of Ayal Shifa, the stones went in and out. Kidei kihechid in a kabel sida, so that it could be able to support all the cement. If you ever go to the Kosel and you stand right in front of the Kosel, right by the wall, and look up, it looks like it's bent. You ever do that? It won't look like a straight wall. Is there any wall like that? If you go to a tall building and stand right in front of it and look up, it won't look like a straight wall. It'll look like it's bent.
Away from you
once more. I think away from you. Away from you. Right?
Yeah, do, like
right. So is that what he means? Yeah. I don't know. What do you mean by green and blue marble? What does that mean?
Use different materials.
Right.
I was at a tour in Israel once, and the tour guide from that was never, I don't think the marble was never marble in Israel. So I don't know what never marble. Looked like marble, was it? Marble.
It came from Lebanon. Well, that was part of.
Anyway, Savra Lamaishe Bedahava. He wanted to line the whole thing with gold. So Amrule told him, no, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told him, which Rabbanan, whoever's left. Shavke, let it go. Dahachi Shapir Tve. It's even prettier this way. Demechzi Ki Advasa Diyama. It looks like the waves of the ocean. Amar Ubaba Barbuta Hechi Avad Hachi. How could he do this? Farmer of Yudam Ara Vitam of Yeshua Ben Levi. Bibnei Ma Nanish Daniel. Why was Daniel punished? Bibnei Shehisa Eitz Levuchadnezzar. He gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Shenamar, because it says, Lahain Malka, you're the king. He said to Nebuchadnezzar, Malki Yishbar Alach. I'm going to give you good advice. Vechataach Betzedaka Peruk VeAv Yasach BeMechan Anoyin. And you should redeem your sins with tzedakah. And he's telling the Nebuchadnezzar how to do tshuva. Redeem your sins with tzedakah, and your sins. You should do good things to poor people. Hein tahave arka l'shal v'sach. Then it'll be long life for you. Uksiv, and it says kol matal Nebuchadnezzar malka. That is his dream was mekuyim. Uksiv, and it says. L'ktzat yarchin trei asar. And basically he had a year reprieve. The Nebuchadnezzar had a year reprieve because he listened to Daniel's advice. How could Daniel do that? such a rasha like that. So same thing over here. How could Baba Ben Buta give advice like that? Iba Yithema. So maybe it's different over here. Shiny Avda Da'achayev B'mitzvos. That since Herod had the status of his Eved, so Chayach the Mitzvah of Tshuva, he has mitzvahs like a woman, and therefore he should. What's wrong with Tshuva? So therefore, Baba doesn't want to do Tshuva, so do Tshuva. What the Tanakh Nevuchad Netzar about Tshuva? He's a guy. But Herod was not a guy. He was an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani. Therefore, Shayach Tim Tshuva. Does my answer make any sense?
No.
Iba Yisema, or Shiny Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is different. De'i Lo Malchus Lo Matzavni. Without him, it wouldn't have gotten rebuilt. Without Herod, the Malchus.
Leads to an end.
What? Means to an end, right.
Just because he did it doesn't mean he's getting any reward because of that.
Who?
That wiped away his sins of what he did.
Right. No, the point is that Herod's not really a guy. He was like a quasi-Jew. Mm-hmm. Right? So therefore, the Shayach, the Mitzvah of Tshuva. So I can tell him, do some Tshuva. A woman could do Tshuva, right? So, the Daniel Menon de Yanesh, how do you know Daniel was punished? Ile, when Mishum Dechsev, and Tikwa Esther Lahasach, Esther called to Hasach, V'amar Rav Hasach, said Daniel, Hasach is Daniel, Hani Chalaman Damar Shek Hechatuhu Migdalaso. That only makes sense if you say that it means he was cut down from his greatness. That it means that he got punished. Ella Lamanda Amar Shakal Divrei Malchus Nichtavan Al Piv Michael Amemar. But according to the ones who say that, just the opposite. He was the man. So where's his evidence he got punished? So the Gemara says the Shadvuya Lugvuya Daria Vasa. He was thrown into the lion's den. What kind of punishment is that? If he's thrown into the lion's den only to be saved? That's a good question. I don't know. Anyway. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says over here, you see either Hasach was demoted or he was promoted. Right? And that's Daniel. Tosfos is on top. Lefi Targum Shal Achashverosh, according to the Targum of Achashverosh, I don't know what that is, the Targum of Achashverosh, Nenash Harbe, just the opposite, he was punished. Shahara, he was killed. He was killed. The Chsiv, it says, Ve'agidu L'mordechai Esther V'Esther, right? V'lo Chsiv Hasam Hasach. It said Hasach's not in the picture anymore. What happened to him? Lefi Shahargo Haman. Haman killed him. Al Shahaya Heish Meshiv Dvarim Beit Esther LeMordechai. He was the go-between between Esther and Mordechai. Haman said, "Not have any of this," and he killed him. Right? Umihu Gemar Shalano ain't Tophis Kane. Our Gemara doesn't hold like that. Did Arshinan bin Megillah Hasach Lehechon Halach? Where Hasach go? Umafareish Lefi Sheein Meshiv and Ala Kalkala. He didn't want to be involved in the downfall, whatever it is. So the machlokas in Midrash, what happened to him? Okay. Next, then we said hakol kiminag medina, everything like the whatever the minig of the medina is, that's what you could do regarding the wall between the in the chatzar. Hakol lasuye mai. What does it come to include? Lasuye comes to include asra, a place the nihigi behutza v'dafna, in a place where they would just use bushes or reeds as a fence. That's good enough. Han lefikach. Therefore, im nafal kosel havakum va'avanim shel shneim. If the kosel collapsed and the kosel belonged to both of us, then the pieces belong to both of us. So pshita, is that obvious? Why not? So the Gemara says lo tzricha de nafal lereshus of the chad minayu. It fell in only one of them's possession. Inami or, right? The whole thing fell on my side. Inami or. Still divided. It fell on both sides, but I quickly came and put them all to my side. Now the tema, I would have thought now that they're all in my portion, you have to bring a raya that they're yours. Kamashbo, you have to bring no such raya because you're entitled to half regardless. Right? Okay.
In general, by a chutzner, I was from Aram, and I didn't realize that. One takes possession of half, and the other. I think it's divided joint.
I don't.
How's that work? If there's a joint thing. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
If five houses lead into a chatzir, I think there's a joint ownership. I'm not sure how a chatzir works.
Yeah. V'chein begina, makam shenagu ligdar b'chayven oso. It's the same thing with a garden. If there's a minog to fence a garden, you fence a garden. Hagufa kasha. The whole mission is a little inconsistent. Why? It's internally inconsistent. Amarta v'chein begina. We said by a garden, makam shenagu ligdar mechayavan oso. If it's a makam, we have a minug to make a fence. You have to make a fence. Hostama. What if there is no minug? How can there be a town without a minug? The Rabban says a brand new town. We opened up a new community, and there is no minug. So what's the halacha? Ein mechayavan oso. You can't force the guy to build a fence with you. Why? There's no minug over here. Only if there's a minug, you have to force me. There's no minug. It's a brand new town. No minug. Ein seifa. What about the seifa? What does the seifa say? It's an aval bika, but in a valley. Makam shenagu shelo ligdar, ein mechayven oso. If it's a place where it's not a minug, you don't have to force me. Hastama, which implies that a stomp town, a brand new town, mechayven oso. You would be chayiv. Now that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Hashta. Stam gina martalo. If it's stam garden, you don't have to force me. Stam bika mi baye. So a stam bika, you do force me? That makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? So the Ramban says, because a garden has more variety. In a bika, you only plant wheat, for whatever reason. But in a garden, you can plant whatever you want. So to tell me that in a garden, which is more hezek, more things, the hezek v'iya, ayin hara, all those things, there's more things to be hezek about, because I'm planting 10 different vegetables, the stam is not forcing me, and a bika of the stam is, yeah? That makes no sense. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, hachi kamar, v'chein stam gina. No, read the mission like this. V'chein stam, v'chein begina means v'chein stam begina. In other words, if there's a place where there's no minog, a brand new town, that has the din of a chatzar that we mentioned in the Reisha, that you chayev to fence, because it's a very bad hezek v'iyah, because you can plant so many items. Makom shenagu ligdar, right? And a place where they have a minog, which means a bika, then mechayev and also, then you mechayev. So we answered the question. Amalei Rava im kein my aval. What does it mean aval? Aval, but doesn't make sense. If we're saying we're just giving example, the gina and the bika are just examples. What's aval? Ela amar Rava hachi katani. Here's what it means. V'chein stam gina. A stam gina. Makom shenagu ligdar dami. It's as if it's a place where it's normally fenced. Umechayev and also. Aval stam bika, but a stam bika kimakom shelo nagu dabi. It's like it's not a minug. Ein mechayven oso, and you're not chayv the guy to build a fence. Okay. Then we said, El imrat. Okay, this is a hard gemara. El imrat zekona zok shelo ubona vaotzechazes. What did we say? If you want to build a fence, and the other side doesn't want to. So what should you do? Make a marker so that you know it's your fence. So that in the future, everyone will know this is only your fence. Right? And not the other guys. And if it falls, all the pieces are yours because he didn't chip in. Right? Make a marker. My chazes, what kind of marker is that? Amar Huna, achve le lekarna labar. You build a wall, and on top of the wall, make an indentation. Not an indentation. The opposite of an indentation. Build out. Protrusion. Build a protrusion. Where should you build this protrusion? Labar. Right? On the outside of your property. On the outside of your property. Right? And the Rama said, the Yad Rama says you have to make the wall in further in your property. So the indentation, the protrusion is also in your property. The protrusion can't be in his property. Right? And therefore, that'll be the sign. That'll be the sign. Okay? A protrusion at the top of the wall sticking out.
Towards his.
Towards your neighbor's property. So the Gemara says, V'nevid milagav, make it inside. Why are you making the protrusion sticking out? Make it sticking in. So, Avid chavre nami milabar, because if you do that, then your neighbor is also going to make it on the outside. The Omar didi vidide hu. It's both of ours. Right? I also made a chazis. So it's both of ours. You understand?
Not really.
If the chazis is protruding into your own property, then he'll make a protrusion on the wall of his own property. It looks like a letter T now. That says we both own it. So therefore, I make it protruding into your property. What are you going to do? There's nothing for you to do. So it demonstrates it's mine. Well, how could you mess with that? There's nothing you can do. It's already indented into your property.
Right. Who has the chutzpah, though, to do that?
But the Gemara's going to ask that question. Ihachi hashanami gaiz lechavrei. So maybe he'll take the protrusion off. He'll cut off the protrusion. V'amar, and he'll say, didi v'didehu. It's both of ours. There's a wall here. No protrusions, no chazas. It's both of ours. No, the Gemara says, no, that's not going to work. Because gizaza miyada yada. You'll notice that the protrusion was removed. So nobody could do that. Ikadi amri, others say, amar v'huna mi amar v'huna. Mikva l'karne mi l'gav. Nichva karna milagav. What does nichva karna milagav mean? Do it on the inside, on your own property. So the Gemara says, v'lev milabar, but do it on the outside. So the Gemara answers, no, guys, lechavre, he'll cut it off. V'amar, didi v'didehu, it's both of ours. Ihachi hashtanami laif lechavre. V'amar, didi v'didehu, he'll add on more. He'll add on more and say it's both of ours? No. Lifufu mi yada yada. You'll notice it. That you'll notice. So it's a machlokas, what you'll notice, right? Faha mi bachutz ktani, but it says on the outside. So what do you mean doing it? What do you mean doing it on the inside? Okay, kasha, that's a kasha. That's a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nishaye ba'amsa mi labar. You make it smooth on top mi labar, right? On the outside. So the Gemara asks, "V'nevi milagav, make it on the inside." No, because avid chavi milabar, then your friend will do the exact same thing. V'amar didi v'didehu, it's both of ours. Ihachi, if so, hashanami the couple echavri v'amar didi v'didehu. He could do the same thing by, like what does it look like?
He could peel off the line.
To peel off, kifla the smooth out part that you did. No, kifla mi other. You'll know about that. Fine, very good. Hutza. Now a new thing. Hutza, what do you do if you have hutza? How do you distinguish that it's yours? Only yours? If it's hutza, it's on a wall now, what do you do? So Amar Rav Nachman, siyinufe yarke milabar. You make the tips of the branches point outward. Right? Milabar means outward?
Yeah.
So v'nevi milagav, make them inward. Now, if you make them inward, avidami chavri milabar, your friend will make them outward. V'amar didi v'didehu, again, looks like a T now, and it's both of ours. So, ihachi hashanami gayez v'shadile v'amar didi v'didehu. He can do the same thing, he can cut them off. And the Gemara says, no, mishrak le tuna. You add mud there, so you can't cut them off, something. Hashanami asi chavri v'kalef le kilufa. He could peel them off. The Gemara answers, miyade yade, you could tell. So that's not going to work. Okay?
If you've got a neighbor who undermines your simanim like this, then you've got far bigger problems.
So, Amar Abaya, Abaya Amar, Hutza Lesle Takanta Elevishtar. There's no way to fix that. You want to make a good fence? Write it down.
Yeah.
Make a shtar in Bezdin, this is my fence, and no other way you can do that. That's what Abaya says. Now, Avol Im Asum Midash Shnehem, but if we both agree, right? Then make a chazus on both sides. Make a marker on both sides that everyone should know. It's both of our fence. Amar le Rava mi parzika le Ravashi lo yasu lo ze velo ze. What if you didn't do that? Right? Why do you have to do that? So don't do anything. Don't do anything and we'll know it's both of ours. Why do we both have to make a sign to show it's both of ours? So don't do anything. And the default will be it's both of ours. That's the default. No one did anything. It's both of ours. Amalei. No, Latzricha. The point is, the kadam chad menayu v'avadidei. One went ahead and made it on his side. On his side, he made a sign. Ha, right? V'ilo avid chavre. And if the other guy doesn't make his sign, Amar he'll say, didehu, it's mine. So therefore, go ahead. Reuven makes a sign without realizing or whatever. You better tell Shimon, go make a sign right away. Otherwise, Reuven's going to cheat you. Right? So the Gemara says, "Fatani takanta lemarai kamash malon." The Mishnah is telling me a takana for thieves, for ramayim, for tricksters, for lowlifes, right? So amalei for Reisha lav takanta deramayhu. Wasn't the Reisha the whole thing we just said? Wasn't that also for ramayim? for dishonest people. Do it like this, so the other guy shouldn't do it like that, and trick you. He'll peel it off, he'll cut it off. What's going on? So Amalei, so Gemara says, no. Bishlom Arisha, Tanadina. We have to teach a din. What's the din? The din is that if it's only you, you have to, the rule is, you could build a wall on your property. And by the way, yeah, we're a little nervous about Ramayim. We're a little nervous about that. So make it that the guy can't cheat you. That it's only your fence. But there's a halacha that if you want to build a wall, you're entitled to build a wall on your own property. And the Adramah said, you make it even more in your property, so even the protrusion is still in your property. Well, good. You can do whatever you want on your own property. Right? Mm. Now that we said that, which is a halacha that we didn't know, by the way, you should know that we're going to give you advice and make a sign. Do it in such a way that your neighbor can't cheat you. But over here, there's no point to making a chazas. It's both of our walls. So the only halacha you're teaching me is for the Ramai. That's a funny thing. In the Reisha, there's a halacha. The halacha is you can build a wall on your own property. While we're telling you that, we throw in, by the way, do it in such a way you can't be to forestall the Ramai. Here, there's no halacha to teach me. What's the halacha? That we should both put a, why should we both put a chazas? It's a default. It belongs to both of us. Well, because of the Ramai. Just tell me halacha is about Ramai. That's why it's different. Bishlam Arisha Tana Dina, we have a din to teach you, Umishum Dina Tani Takanta. And because of the din, we teach you a Takanta. Ella, Seifa, Dina Katani, the Tani Takanta? Is there a din here to teach me? They gotta teach me the Takana. How to be outsmart a Ramai. There's no din here. The din is that you should both put a chaz on the wall. Why should we both? Right? No, because he already went ahead and did it. Reuven went ahead and did it. You don't want Reuven to be a Ramai. So Shimon, you better go ahead and put a chazas. What kind of halacha is that? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Hacha behutze askinan. No, we're talking about hutzim. Lafuki da abaya. Not like abaya said, the only way you can make a fence is with a shtar. No. The Amar hutze lefle takanta el vishtara. No. Kamash malan. The bechazas sagi. A chazas is enough. So it is a halacha to teach me. Abaya said, you have to get a shtar. Says, comes along the Mishnah. No, you don't need a shtar. You need a chazis. Aye, why do you need a chazis? The default will be there should be no chazis. The answer is because he went ahead and made a chazis. He went ahead and made one first. You better follow up as well. Why? Because we don't want any rabbi.
A little funny.
A little bit, yeah.
Your neighbor builds a fence. Are you going to claim, are you, as a neighbor, a good guy, going to claim you built it and he built a fence? I mean, who does that?
Okay. Now, Hamakif es chaveiro mishalach ruchosav. Reuven lives. Imagine Reuven's property is a square, and surrounding Reuven's property on all four sides is Shimon's property, and Shimon goes ahead and builds a fence on three sides. Right? He builds a fence on three sides. Now, that just benefited Reuven, because before his fields were open to Shimon's, now there's a fence there. That's a good thing, right? But the fourth side he left open. So Hamagiv is chaver mishalosh ruchosav. He put a fence on three sides. The gadar es harishona. I'm not Hamagiv. He's surrounded. He's surrounded by a guy on three sides. The gadar es harishona, and then Shimon, who owns the outer property, puts up a fence on the north side. Ves hashnia on the south side. Ves hashlish is on the western side. But one side leaves open. Now, Shimon comes over to Reuven and says, would you like to pay me for half the fence? Right? Halacha is, Ein mechayven oso. You can't make him pay. Imagine you have a backyard with another guy, and the guy wants to put up a fence, and he tells you, pay for half. I don't have to pay for half. You want a fence? You pay for the fence. Is that what goes on every day? You know this stuff. It goes on all the time.
Every day.
So can you make the other neighbor pay for half the fence? What? You can't do that. But that's only because it's one side. What about Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Amad V'Gadar Tharaviyat, but if the guy, the outer person, puts up the fourth wall, now Megal Gid Alavis HaKol. Now we can make Reuven pay for all four sides. Why? Because he just increased, just made his property better. He made surrounded it. Much better now, the fences. Right? On any one, two, or three sides, you can't make him pay. On the fourth side, Magal Gadar HaKol.
whose property is it facing the sky with no wall? Also Reuven's?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to pick a picture here. The picture has three sides.
And what's the fourth side?
Nothing. Right.
Huh? It's open because he didn't put the wall up yet.
So
there's Reuven's also? Yes. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Lachas of Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who said, "Im Amad v'Gadar Sarvias." If Shimon gets up, the outer guy gets up and puts up the fourth wall, Megalgal Elav Esakol. He can make Reuven. He can make the inner guy pay for all four walls.
For half,
split exactly. Now, what if Reuven got up and built the fourth wall? I'll be a smart guy. He'll build the three, and I'll build one, and then I'll have to pay for the rest because I built it. Right? Says Rish Lakish, Lo Shna Amad Nikev, Lo Shna Amad Makif. It doesn't make a difference who builds the fourth wall. Whether the Nikev, meaning Reuven, the guy who got surrounded, or the Makif, the surrounder. It makes no difference. You can't outsmart the halacha like that. Right? Now, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Hakalafi She Gadar. You have to pay whatever the price was. Rashi says, it's on the second wide line at the bottom, all at the beginning of the line, b'chal yitzios shahotzi behen harishon, yachzel omechza. Whatever it cost the first guy, the second guy got to give half. That's, Rav Huna says that. Chia barava amar hakalafi demekan and bazol. No, you have to pay the cheap, half of the cheapest possible fence. You build some fancy fence, then you build on all four walls, you come to the inner guy to pay me for half. I would never have built this fancy thing. I have to pay half? I'll pay half of a cheap fence. Rashi says, "Damalei l'di sagali begeder kanim." I was good enough with reeds. Iafshi b'hotza al geder avon. I didn't want a stone, marble wall, fancy golden wall. I didn't need golden wall. I would have been much cheaper. So it's a machlokas. According to Rav Huna, you have to pay for half the wall, no matter what it's made out of. According to Chiyabar Rav, you can pay for the half of any wall. It's a very significant machlokas. Now, Tanan. What did our Mishnah say? Let's analyze this for a minute. It said, "Amakev is chaver mishal shulchosav." If I surround you on three sides, God deres harishon, I build a wall on one side. Ves hashniya, ves hashlishes. Ein mechayven oso. I can't make you pay for that. Ha mavias. But on the fourth wall, then mechayven oso. Then I can make you pay. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Ein a seifa. Now look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, "Im amad v'gadres aravias, if the fourth wall is put up, megal g'nalavis hakol, I make you pay for the whole thing." What exactly did Rabbi Yossi add? What are they arguing about? The Tana Kama said, if you build the fourth wall, you have to pay. And Rabbi Yossi said, if you build the fourth wall, you have to pay. What are they arguing about? So now, according to Rav Huna that said that you have to pay for even the best, whatever the guy built, you have to pay for half. That's what they're arguing about. Whatever the wall was made out of, you have to pay half of that. That's what they're arguing about. Tanakama savar hakalafi dmekan and bazal. Tanakama says you have to pay cheaply. Right? In Masha Gadar lo. Tanakama holds, yeah, you have to pay. But what do you have to pay? Whatever the guy put up, gold? No, not gold. Whatever you want to pay for. Right? Rabbi Yossi comes along. Hakal lefi masha gadar. No, whatever you built. Even golden walls. You have to pay half of golden walls. Right? That makes sense. They're arguing about that. El Rabbi Chiya Barav, but according to Chiya Barav, the Amar who said, Hakal lefi demezon kanan bazal, that you can pay whatever you want, as long as you pay for half of something. So Maya Kibitanakam Lurbiosi. What are they arguing about? They're not arguing about anything. E Dimekana Bazal. If you're not gonna pay the minimum, E Dimekana Bazolo Kayavle, Maikov Yavle. If you're not gonna pay the minimum, what are you gonna pay? So what Tanakama said, you have to pay for everything? And Rabiosi like Lily said and Rabiosi said, you have to pay for everything. So what are they arguing about? So, Ibo Yisema, they're arguing about Agar Natira Ikabinayu. They're arguing about a little, Rashi says, Agar Natira means the price of a Shmira. Rashi says, Davar Muat, a small amount, Shayitzarach lite l'shomer b'chol shana kishihu b'komasa. A guard. Do you have to hire a guard? Tanakama savar agar natira in. Is that what it means, a guard?
Watch me. But why does he say agar madagar muat? Why is assuming that my watching for a whole year is a small thing?
I don't know. Tanakama savar agar natira in to make kanan bezal lo. A guard you have to pay for, but you don't have to necessarily pay for the wall. Rabbi Yossi savar to make kanan bezal. You have to, no, Rabbi Yossi comes along and says you can pay whatever you want. You can pay whatever you want. You have to pay for all four walls, half of all four walls, the cheapest price. That's answer number one. Ibai Thema. We show no shnia vishlisha sikabinayu. No, they're arguing now on the first three walls. Tanakamisava revia through the Yavle. You have to pay for the fourth wall. Aval, we shana vishnia vishlishis lo yavle. You don't have to pay for the first three walls. Rabbi Yossi Savar, we shana shnia vishlishis nami yavle. You have to pay even for the first three walls. Answer number three. Ibai Yisema. Makif v'nikif ikabinayu. The difference is who put up the fourth wall. Tanakama savar taima. The reason is the amad nikif. If the nikif puts up the fourth wall, he's the one who got surrounded. What does that show? The galgan lovers hakol. Then he has to pay for all four walls. But putting up the fourth wall, what does he show? He's excited about having three walls already there. Aval amad makif. But if the makif put up the fourth wall. And an osin lo elad demay revius, you only have to pay for the fourth wall. Verbiosi savar, loshna nikev, loshna makev, it doesn't make a difference who puts up the fourth wall. Im amad vigadar, megalgan, love is hakol. You have to pay for everything. In all three of these cases, Verbiosi is machmer. Verbiosi is machmer, then, all three of these answers, Verbiosi is machmer. Lishna achmina, answer number four, makev and nikev ikibinayu, a different angle. Tanakama Savar, Im Godar Makif is Aravias. If Godar Makif is Aravias, if he puts up the fourth wall, Nami Yavle, then you have to pay all four walls. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Im Amad Nike, if Godar is Aravias, if he puts up the fourth wall, who the Yavle? Then the Nike, if this guy surrounded, has to pay for the fourth wall, the Goli Daiti the Nichele, because he demonstrated he's happy the walls are there. Aval Im Godar Makif, but if the Makif put up the fourth wall, right? Lo Yavle Midi. Doesn't have to pay a thing. So look at Tosfos on the bottom, last Tosfos. Af agav da ad hashta. Hayo machmir. Even though till now Rabbi Yossi was machmir, kida mashma lishna de magal de lovers hakol. Right? You have to pay for everything. Sounds so machmir. Hakol, lahach lishna lo have haki. This, the fourth answer is not true. Right? The Lashon Im Amad Mashma Nikef. It's Mashma the Nikef, and therefore, according to the fourth answer, what? According to the fourth answer, Rabbi Yossi is Makel. That's an unbelievable thing. The Kos Yeshua says, that's why the fourth answer doesn't say the Ibo Yisema.
So
we had three Ibo Yisemas, yeah. And what was the fourth one? Lishna Achrina. Another answer. Why changing the Lashon? Changing the Lashon because it changes the whole thing. Till now, Rabbi Yossi was Machmer. Now he's Makel, we change it like that. All right, so we'll stop here because now we'll get on to new things tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day. One second.
One thing at a time. What? One thing at a time. I think we'll get four more people. I hope so. Everybody's in Florida.
When's the rabbi coming back Sunday, right?
I don't know, back Sunday morning.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.